That's the MCC.
Go ahead.
Right now the ROE is the only time he can engage is in self-defense. If he starts firing at the ground, let me know as soon as possible, and I'll pass that up, and we'll work for further permission.
Okay. Okay, your ROE right now, only time that you can engage is for self-defense, and same stuff. If they report anything like firing on the ground, let us know. Okay?
That's the MCC.
Go ahead.
Hey, I'm assuming those splits are F-18s out of Oceana. Is there any way we can give their SOF a call and find out what time split was airborne? I think we want to find out, like, how much fuel he's going to have and how long he can stay airborne.
Yeah, okay, we'll go. Hold the line.
Sam Cleveland, North Carolina.
Yeah, hi, it's absent SD, Captain Shelley.
Who's absent?
What was 2050 was the land?
Hey, listen, I'm looking for the SOF for aircraft of split call sign. Can you tell me what squadron that is?
That'd be the 121st Squadron in Oceana.
121st Squadron?
Okay. I don't know why we can put the land on to put G3.
So what's the number you call?
I mean...
Go ahead.
Very, very nice. I'd have to look that up. But you know what? Usually they would tell me that GMC in the 120.
Has he actually gone feet dry?
200.
He has gone feet dry?
Okay.
Let me clarify on that right now, but I have a feeling we won't cancel.
121st stop, Bob.
Hey, it's Captain Shelley. How are you?
Good.
Good. Listen, we understand...
Hey, the special in the south, the hijack, is gone feet dry. We want to cancel the Bangor scramble.
We're currently have fighters in trailers.
Okay, so we're
going to
keep them airborne.
Okay.
Okay, can you tell me what time the split flight...
Okay, I put the cancel in already for landing.
Oh, they just got 2,500 Zulu.
But I'll let the
Zulu, and do you know how much gas they had?
They had a full load with a centerline tank.
Full with centerline. Okay.
So he's probably only got maybe 30 minutes of time left.
30 minutes play time?
Yeah. You know, where is he?
Currently, he is just north of Langley.